This is Earth and Sky. 2 years ago, we spoke with Craig Coates of Texas A&M University.
He was developing the tools to make a genetically modified mosquito with an extra gene that would block viruses and parasites carried by mosquitoes from reproducing. With the added gene, the mosquito would be unable to infect humans or animals with diseases like malaria or yellow fever.
In the past 2 years, other researchers have created mosquitoes with this disease-fighting trait. There's hope that the same trait could be given to the mosquito that transmits West Nile virus. If these mosquitoes were released into the wild, they might pass on the extra gene to natural mosquito populations. But Coates says release is still years away, partly because it isn't known how modified mosquitoes might change in behavior or feeding practices.
The value of the work in terms of having the transgenic mosquitoes is often lost in the fear of releasing transgenic mosquitoes into the wild. And right now, the immediate value is for the laboratory studies without any planned releases.
Coates says this work is helping scientists learn about mosquito biology and about how they transmit viruses and parasites. He thinks this knowledge will probably lead to improved drugs or vaccines. Our thanks today to the National Science Foundation, where discoveries begin. We're Block and Bird for Earth and Sky.